I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island, Nature's Bounty. The phrase sounds a little too much like a cliche, perhaps. But isn't it true that the natural world that surrounds us, especially here in the bountiful ocean state, nurtures our souls and connects us to what matters most in life? In As You Like It, Shakespeare says, "And this our life, exempt from public haunt, finds tongues in trees, books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything." And we hear echoes of these sentiments from this week's essayist, Mike Fink.
As a nature boy, I used to cut out the human figure from magazine advertisements set in a wilderness landscape. I wanted the wilderness by itself, to itself. I have never outgrown that concern for leaving the landscape to its own devices. That's what I heard when Spiro Agnew, for all the wrong reasons maybe, coined the phrase benign neglect. I even feel that way about weeds in the yard. I'm not sure where I got the idea that problems arise because we try to solve problems better left to solve themselves. I teach an elective on the Bible at the Rhode Island School of Design, and I adapted it to the intelligent hands in the studio. Scripture comes to us without images, except in words. When God shaped the world in Genesis, he paused and sighed after designing each species and each element, earth, air, fire, and water, and pronounced everything good. In another episode of The Good Book, a prophet named Balaam, riding on a burro, seeks to avoid his mission to deliver a moral warning to the human world. He strikes the mild-mannered, faithful creature that bears its burden patiently. The burro suddenly speaks. He says, "I see angels you don't see. Trust me." I believe that the essence of the sacred texts is, be kind to animals. Respect everything, from tree to bird to beast, from the mysteries of the jungle and forest to the words of the wise, the work of the simple, and the crafts of designers. Noah knows that we need every living thing to survive the floods. I take the holy metaphorically, but also with awe. It's my job. I believe if we could walk more humbly with the divine spirit, we would practice not only the courtesies of the tea room, but the courtesy we owe to everything made by or for us, but also things made beyond our ken. Benevolent distance from the fragile places still left upon the planet. The wilderness is a temple, a church, a mystical realm for the birds of paradise and the lions of Judah. I believe in the value of all who seek to protect the rights of the wilderness.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He has produced columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.